there was another big advance today in the effort to develop digital television. The technology holds the promise of bringing movie-quality video to both television and computers. A group of broadcasters, computer companies, and television makers said today they have resolved the dispute over digital TV transmission standards. The agreement clears the way for consumer electronics companies to start making high-definition television sets, but there are some major issues to resolve before digital TVs go into production. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Digital technology promises to greatly alter the television industry, opening up the broadcast spectrum to a number of new and innovative uses, including the super clear quality technology known as HDTV. But the effort to develop digital TV has been delayed in recent months by a dispute among the nation's computer, broadcasting, and electronics companies over exactly how digital signals will be transmitted into people's homes. Yesterday, the industries involved announced they had resolved the issue by agreeing to allow different methods of transmission. Andy Lippman is with MIT's Media Lab.
What was done today was almost a non-agreement, and that is to say the industry agreed to let every participant in it do whatever they wanted.
The agreement was a victory for the computer industry. Until now, broadcasters and electronics companies have been pushing for a standard that would have been incompatible with personal computers, making it harder and more expensive to show most TV programs over people's home computers. High-tech officials had complained that setting such a standard would sharply limit the industry's growth as a home entertainment medium. The decision to defer a decision over standards opens up lots of new competitive opportunities for computer and software makers, according to Lippman.
If the TV signal is amenable to display on a computer screen, then computers themselves could grow up to become a new, different, and potentially competitive medium for television, or a different and second outlet for those TV programs themselves. So really, when you talk about getting the computer industry on board in picture formats, you're talking about building a new, distinctly different medium from what people might think the future of TV is.
More important, the resolution of the disagreement allows TV makers like Thomson and Zenith to begin manufacturing digital TV sets, perhaps as early as 1998. That could well be highly lucrative for TV makers, encouraging consumers to spend billions of dollars on new sets. For consumers, digital technology could well change the way they use their televisions, perhaps bringing about a convergence of their sets with computers. FCC Chairman Reed Hunt.
The consumer is going to see a kind of competition in digital televisions that they have never seen before in the television business. They're going to see a competition with people offering very different kinds of products, televisions that have software in them, that give you internet access, that are smart, televisions that resemble PCs, televisions that may in fact be PCs.
But the FCC still has some key issues to work out before digital technology gets off the ground. For one thing, the new technology allows the TV spectrum to be divided up for many different uses, and there's a big disagreement about whether TV station owners should be allowed to sell part of their spectrum for alternative uses such as data transmission. Today's decision not to set a single standard also raises some technological questions that only the marketplace will answer. If TV stations are allowed to broadcast programs using any standard they want, then some TV sets could become functionally obsolete, unable to receive certain signals. Despite the apparent agreement, analysts say there still could be a war over standards among electronics companies, with TV makers selling incompatible sets. But such a war can only alienate consumers, and some analysts believe the industry will soon unite behind a single standard. Richard Schaefer is with the consulting firm Technologic Partners.
I think that the consumer electronics industry has learned its lesson from the VHS Betamax wars. That's certainly not a great way to go.
Ultimately, it could also take a long time for station owners to convert to digital technology, an enormously expensive process. It took decades for viewers to gradually switch over to color TV from black and white, and it could take an equally long time for consumers everywhere to enjoy the benefits of digital TV. This is Jim Zaroli in New York.